Shining City Audio, a John Meacham and C-13 original studio.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
March 13th, 1965. LBJ meets with Alabama's George Wallace. I'm John Meacham, and this is Reflections of History.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
In the days after Bloody Sunday in Selma, President Johnson knew he needed to act. Images from the attack at the Pettus Bridge had been broadcast. ABC broke into the network premiere of Judgment at Nuremberg to show the footage. But Johnson was careful. To lash out at Governor George C. Wallace and the power structure in Alabama too hard might create more problems than it would solve. If I just send in federal troops with their big black boots, it will look like Reconstruction all over again, Johnson said privately. I will lose every moderate, not just in Alabama, but all over the South. Most Southern people don't like this violence. They know deep in their hearts that things are going to change. They may not like it, but they will accommodate. But not if it looks like the Civil War all over again. That will force them right into the arms of extremists and make a martyr of Wallace. And that's not going to help the Negroes to have to fight a war unless we're going to occupy the South all over again. I may have to send in troops, but not until I have to. Not until everyone can see I had no other choice. Working through Tennessee Governor Buford Ellington, Johnson got Wallace to agree to come to the White House for a meeting. It was a classic LBJ encounter. The president seated Wallace on a couch in the Oval Office and then positioned himself in a taller rocking chair, dominating the smaller man. The historian Nick Kotz wrote, "It was an intimidating Johnson maneuver that Hubert Humphrey called a nostril inspection. The psychological warfare had begun." Wallace, the looming Johnson said, could take care of all this trouble in a heartbeat. Johnson asked, "Why don't you just desegregate all your schools? You and I go out there in front of those television cameras right now, and you announce you've decided to desegregate every school in Alabama." "Oh, Mr. President, I can't do that," Wallace said. "You know, the schools have got school boards. They're locally run. I haven't got the political power to do that." Johnson replied, "Don't you shit me, George Wallace." A moment later, the president pressed a larger question. "George, why are you doing this? You came into office a liberal. You spent all your life trying to do things for the poor. Now why are you working on this? Why are you off on this Negro thing? You ought to be down there calling for help for Aunt Susie in the nursing home." Johnson described the Great Society, the broad Johnson program on healthcare, education, and poverty. Everything seemed possible. Why not get on board? Johnson said. Now listen, George, don't think about 1968. Think about 1988. You and me will be dead and gone then, George. What do you want left after you when you die? Do you want a great big marble monument that reads, George Wallace, he built? Or do you want a little piece of pine board lying across that harsh soil that reads, George Wallace, he hated? Wallace surrendered. Hell, if I'd stayed in there much longer, the governor remarked, he'd have had me coming out for civil rights. The marchers from Selma to Montgomery would be protected. The President of the United States had prevailed. Thank you for listening to Reflections of History, a creation of Shining City Audio, a C-13 Originals and John Meacham studio. Reflections of History is executive produced by me, John Meacham, and Chris Corcoran, Chief Content Officer and Founding Partner of Cadence 13. Production and editing led by Lloyd Lockridge, Margot Gray, and Chris Basil. Production assistance by Andy Jaskowitz and Adam Macias. Cadence 13 is an Odyssey company.
I'm Lauren Sherman, the writer behind Puck's Fashion and Beauty Memo line sheet, and I'd like to welcome you to my new show, Fashion People. On every episode of Fashion People, I'll be talking to insiders about the stuff we're all whispering between the press releases, from M&A rumors to celebrity stylist dish to the future of legacy media. Be sure to follow and listen to Fashion People, a presentation of Odyssey in partnership with Puck, available on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.